Nicolet Bank is honored to support all who strive to make communities great. Newsmakers is a production of Wisconsin Eye. To keep programs like this free and accessible to all, please consider a charitable gift to wisi.org/donate or text WISI to 44321. This program is brought to you from Wisconsin Eye's Margaret Farrow Studio.
Hello, and welcome to Newsmakers. I'm your host, Lisa Pugh. In less than 2 weeks, Wisconsin will once again be in the national spotlight, and this time not for an election. Green Bay is hosting the annual NFL draft with more than 250,000 visitors and major economic impact expected. Previewing the event for us today, our Green Bay Mayor, Eric Genrich. We have the Public Affairs Director for the Packers, Aaron Popke, and President and CEO of Discover Green Bay, Brad Toll. Thank you all for joining us. So this is hosting a major event like this, Mayor, is a pretty big deal. What's the feeling like in Green Bay right now?
Oh, people are feeling great about it. There's a lot of excitement around town, within City Hall, in Green Bay, in the surrounding community. I think everybody's really, really excited about the opportunity to host several hundred thousand people within the city here. We're looking forward to it, and we're ready.
Aaron, we see that backdrop behind you. You are right there at Lambeau Field. What if we were up there, what would we be seeing happening in that parking lot right now?
Well, as you can see the shot, we're looking east to across the parking lot toward Oneida Street, and the Resch Expo is across the street, of course, but then the big construction is the draft theater. So that'll be the centerpiece of the draft, and where the stage is and where the picks are made. Commissioner Roger Goodell will be there and welcoming all the visitors there on Thursday, and of course Friday and Saturday as well. So that is the showpiece for the draft, and we have seen that go up now for the last couple of weeks. And last week they raised the roof, and it really just means this is right around the corner, and all the excitement that comes with it. We're really excited about it.
Amazing. Now we have 9 more days of work as of today. Brad, I have to ask you, what has Discover Green Bay's role been in all of these preparations happening over the last year?
Well, Discover Green Bay books or pursues all different types of events, from conventions to sports tournaments and NFL drafts. So we've worked closely with the Packers to provide support. We do all the hotel room blocks, all the venues that are being used by the NFL. We put all that space on hold. We're doing a lot of the marketing, working with the NFL and Packers marketing department, getting the word out, getting people excited and fired up about being in Green Bay.
We know that the actual draft event will be taking place, like you say, Mr. Popke, in that whole area around Lambeau Field. That's next week, Thursday, April 24th through the 26th. And so our viewers know this is when the 32 NFL teams are actually drafting or choosing the best college players in the nation. When will that actual drafting actually start?
So you're right. There is business that's being conducted, official business, picking those players for the next class. And Thursday night it starts at 7, Friday night it starts at 6, and then Saturday will get started at noon.
And that's all taking place, like you say, in that draft theater, which is behind you there at Lambeau Field.
Correct. The picks will get sent in from all 32 clubs. And the Packers case, it's just across the parking lot here in our facility. So that's where our GM, Brian Gutekunst, and his team will be making their selections. It'll get communicated to Draft Central in the Resch Expo, where some of that will take place. And the commissioner and others will walk out on the stage and announce the very next player for each of their respective teams.
Brad, I know there's a lot more going on there, lots more events in the community throughout Green Bay and the surrounding area. Give us some highlights. What else are people going to be experiencing while they're there?
Well, of course, one of the highlights at the draft is the draft experience, which is kind of the state fair, if you will, of the NFL football game itself. A lot of different displays on Super Bowl trophies, Super Bowl rings. All things NFL in football are in that experience. But we have a lot of music taking place throughout the community, in the downtown area, really throughout, all different types of contests from Kringles to Booyah. We really want visitors to get a feel for who Green Bay, who we are as a community, a little bit of the culture and the fun that we like to have in the community. So people will really get a taste for that as they travel around our community outside of those draft hours.
Mayor Genrich, is there anything in particular about the draft days that you're looking forward to?
Well, I mean, the draft itself, I think, is going to be an amazing experience. You know, I had the opportunity to go over to Detroit last year. That's really the only other draft that I've attended. Aaron and Brad, you know, have attended more than most folks, I think, so have a better sense of how these things have typically gone in other communities. But the draft itself, I think, is going to be obviously a fantastic experience. Really looking forward to that. But in addition, you know, as Brad had touched on, I think we've got 9 additional events within our downtown Military Avenue Business Improvement District, which is really close to the footprint out there, is also doing some programming. You know, we've developed a really strong connection with our transit system between the draft footprint and our downtown. So really just encouraging folks to check out the entirety of the community, because that is something that, you know, that I heard from both the mayor of Detroit and then the mayor of Kansas City. They were the host city prior to Detroit hosting last year. And their advice was really just, you know, do whatever you can as a community to leverage the event itself. We're going to have hundreds of thousands of people in town, and to do what you can to, you know, when the draft is not ongoing, to pull them out and to, you know, advertise different aspects of your community. So we're really looking forward to a bunch of different things that are planned within that draft week.
You've mentioned Detroit that hosted the NFL draft last year. They had 750,000 visitors. I know that Green Bay is expecting about 250,000. Aaron, is that estimate still standing? Is that the number of people you're expecting, or is it possible there could be more?
Well, there's certainly, it's possible we could have more. I think a lot of that's going to depend on the weather. And right now we've, knock on wood, got a decent looking forecast looking for next week. So we're excited about that. I think what we're focused on, some of those initial projections of that 250 were based on recent drafts and drive market and how far away people are. But what we experienced in Detroit was a beautiful weekend. And certainly I think a lot of people said, hey, let's go check this out. And we've got a significant population around the state that is used to jumping in the car and driving in. And in the neighboring states that have NFL fans, with Minnesota, Illinois, and Michigan. So if all things come together, we could see a decent sized crowd. But what we're most focused on is those that do come, to give them the very best experience that they can have at the draft. And we're excited about what is set up between the draft theater behind me and the rest of the draft experience that Brad discussed. And Lambeau Field's a part of it too. So we know that's going to be a big attraction for people too.
Brad, last year the Packers averaged 78,000 people for a typical home game at Lambeau Field. For the draft days, we're expecting 3 times that. How has the community been preparing for such a large crowd?
Well, our hotels certainly are used to big crowds for those home games. And we talked to them actually as we were in the bidding process to make certain we had full cooperation. Everyone was on board and excited about bidding on it. So they're prepared. Certainly, we have a number of short-term rentals available. But as Aaron mentioned, it really is a drive event. People are accustomed to driving to it. 65% in other markets have driven in. So we fully expect people driving into Wisconsin, they're going to drive through a good part of our state. And we do expect people will stay outside of the Green Bay area, where We still have some availability, but it's getting close. So we expect everywhere from Green Bay to Milwaukee, off toward Eau Claire and Wausau, people will see spending at hotels, but certainly in gas stations and restaurants, in attractions throughout our state, which really it is a state event in many ways. So it definitely will spread its wings throughout our state.
Mayor Genrich, over the last several years, we've seen terrorist type attacks at large gatherings and in, you know, kind of public spaces, even over the last 6 months in New Orleans and in Las Vegas. What type of threats is the community preparing for to make sure people are safe?
Really anything and everything. You know, our public safety team, in my estimation, is really second to none. But you'd expect, you know, hearing that from me as the mayor, but we've heard, you know, a lot of compliments coming from the NFL with respect to not just Green Bay police and fire, but also the county, the sheriff's department, the village public safety team, and just how we all come together on such a regular basis, especially for game days at Lambeau, right? And so there's a really good team in place that that needs to be supplemented and added to when you're talking about an event of this scale. But that's the kind of stuff that, you know, the threat assessment, the risk assessment, that's the kind of activity that our public safety team is going through along with the Packers safety and security folks on a regular basis. We've also received a lot of federal and state support. So the Department of Homeland Security, you know, has done some tabletop exercises with our safety folks, and you know, the state troopers have been, you know, very supportive, especially on the traffic side of things and planning for an event of this scale. So yeah, unfortunately, there are a lot of risks in the world that we need to plan for. But I feel very confident in the work that's been done to this point to make sure that everybody has a safe and successful event.
Aaron, what should visitors be prepared for in terms of security? Are there any particular new things that they might see?
That's a great question. I think visitors can expect what they would expect coming to a game, or even, you know, so many people now to go to larger venues, whether it's music festivals or other sports venues. So we'll have that here in terms of magnetometers. There's a clear bag policy, all those types of things, as if you were coming to a Packers game. So what we are encouraging people to do is download NFL One Pass. There's a lot of information on there as far as, you know, what you should be doing to access the site, where you can park, traffic, how to drive in. Mayor mentioned the bus, Green Bay Metro, where you can park downtown and take the bus over and get dropped off near one of the entrances. So there's a lot of different ways to come, and we encourage people to use OnePass and also greenbay.com/draft25. All sorts of maps and information how to plan ahead and make your arrival and then departure afterward go really smoothly.
Aaron, you mentioned the weather before. It is April in Wisconsin. The forecast might look good today, but what are some weather contingency plans? Because all of these activities are happening out of doors, correct?
Correct. Mayor mentioned the public safety teams being part of the planning and operations, and that is very true even for those types of things. So if there was a weather event, you know, whether it's a wind or a sudden storm, that sort of thing, there's a communications plan in place, and all the security that's spread throughout the site would be able to help communicate whatever is needed right away and get people to safe areas. And we've got a number of those on the site, whether it's Lambeau Field and Titletown or the Resch Expo.
Brad, we were talking a little bit before the show started how bringing this NFL draft to Green Bay has really been years in the making. I know the NFL first started taking the draft on the road back in 2015, visiting cities across the country. How long has this team of people, maybe some of the folks even in this Zoom right now, how long have you been working together to get this to come to Green Bay?
Well, that started about 2015. Aaron and I had a conversation shortly after the NFL decided they were going to move the event around, and I'd already checked that Radio City Music Hall seats about 6,000 people. We have venues in Green Bay that can seat a larger number of people than that, and it was primarily indoors at that time. And so Aaron and I had a quick conversation. He said they were already talking about it over at Lambeau Field. And so we started expressing our interest, certainly in hosting it. Each year, the number of questions they asked got more and more to where it's quite a lengthy process now to bid on something of this magnitude. But really, from the very beginning, when that opportunity came along, we knew this would be a great event for the Green Bay area and for Packer fans, for football fans that have grown up with this in our blood here in Wisconsin. And it's very exciting that next week it's happening.
I know that some of the concerns of the NFL during your first years of requests were around hotel capacity in the Green Bay area. Could you actually handle a larger group of visitors to this part of the state? I did a quick search on one of the booking sites, and I saw that the Quality Inn on Holmgren Way normally goes for about $84 a night, but that Thursday of the draft, it's going for about $1,600. Unfortunately, that is already booked. How far out would I have to go, Aaron, to find a hotel room near Green Bay for next week?
Well, what we're telling people is to check right here in Green Bay, because I think there are some properties that still have some openings, as well as the home rental opportunity. But like a Packers game, you know, our hotels eventually fill up and then people go 30 miles out, 60 miles out. We fully expect that with this. The Fox Valley, the Lakeshore, and heading west to Shawano and toward Wausau. And even with the amount of people that are going to be here, we know further down the Fox Valley, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, and even Milwaukee. That is a drive that people make all the time to spend half the day or the evening. We fully expect that here. And we know there's going to be some availability that going right up till into next week. So people do their homework. They can find some spots and make plans accordingly.
And Brad, that hotel markup, is that pretty typical? Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah. It really is. It's supply and demand. You know, as the demand increases, of course, supply goes down and the prices definitely increase. So just like a home game, a major concert coming into the area, we really see it. Same thing with airlines. Prices go up when there's fewer seats to sell.
Mayor Genrick, I know the early economic impact estimates about $96 million for statewide impact, potentially $20 million economic impact in the Green Bay area. Are those still kind of the economic impact numbers you're expecting, or do you think it could be bigger there?
Yeah, I haven't heard any revised estimates with those numbers. I think, you know, the variable, as Aaron was indicating earlier, was, you know, the weather, right? If we've got a really solid stretch of weather here, which obviously we're expecting and hoping for, I think, you know, those attendance numbers might go up a little bit and the economic impact could be larger as a result. But I think that, you know, the 96 million figure when you're talking about statewide impact is really why the state of Wisconsin, the governor and the legislature saw the value in hosting an event of this scale and have been supportive financially. In the last budget, we've got some local legislators that are also advocating for some additional support related to public safety costs. I mean, it's a tremendous benefit, not just to the Green Bay area, but to the state of Wisconsin. And so I think we're obviously going to see that. We're going to see that take place when everybody's in town and staying in some of those other places around Wisconsin and driving in for the event.
Aaron, I know late last year, the Packers and some tourism folks did a little road trip across the state, visiting other communities, even Eau Claire, Milwaukee, kind of helping them to prepare for this event. How are you seeing outstate communities participating in the event for next week?
Through a number of different ways, we've got engagement from across the state. I think certainly from the tourism standpoint and as discussed earlier, Wisconsinites really love to travel around the state and take in the attractions. So we fully expect that with the draft. But the other thing we're trying to do is get people to think about capturing all those people that are on their way to and from Green Bay. So those could be restaurants and hotels and other attractions. You know, it's going to be a really fantastic impact this next weekend, but we want it to be a lasting legacy moving forward too. The memories that people have from being here in Greater Green Bay and everything we've got to offer, hopefully influence them to make a return trip. And then the other areas around the state that people will be traveling through, We've got a lot of great communities that have a lot to offer. Even just that little glimpse of what that is, hopefully is going to capture the imagination and have people coming back, certainly from a tourism standpoint, but also people just falling in love with the community and maybe want to move here and start a business here, all those things with the numbers of people that are going to hopefully be here. We've got a lot of options that hopefully will leave that legacy.
Brad, Aaron mentioned it. There's this talk about a potential longer term economic impact, particularly for the city of Green Bay. What do you see as the potential for that, you know, kind of long term impact? What would be some examples of that if it's successful?
Sure. It's absolutely staggering, the opportunity that the draft is. 55 million people will be watching it on their TVs all over the U.S. and several countries around the world. I can't even imagine a marketing budget that you could cover that kind of market share across the country. So we really expect that visitors will come to see us from areas maybe not that weren't here for the draft itself, but saw it on TV. Saw some of the beauty shots coming in and out and decide to, create a vacation into our communities. So we're as excited, I think, about that from a tourism perspective. We're as excited about that as we are actually hosting the event here. That kind of audience is just unheard of for a city our size.
Mayor Genrich, I know there have been some mixed reviews about another national event that came to Wisconsin recently. The Republican National Convention was in Milwaukee last fall. There had been some great hopes. Hotels definitely saw a bump, but as folks have looked at some of the revenues numbers, bars and restaurants really saw actually a decrease. How do you expect this event will be different and more positive?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of apples and oranges, to compare a national political convention to an event like this. But like I said earlier, we have been very intentional about some of the planning that we've engaged in along with our downtown business improvement districts and other business corridors. I know the same is true of surrounding communities, Ashwaubenon and others, recognizing, that we're going to have to advertise to get people out of that draft footprint when the draft itself is not going on. And so it's just been a really collaborative effort between the city here, those business improvement districts, Discover Green Bay, the Packers, the NFL, all understanding that we're all in this for the same reason, which is to pull off a really successful event that's beneficial to the community itself, the state of Wisconsin. And also to Brad's point, really is the opportunity to advertise the city of Green Bay and the metro region to the nation and to the world. Just a couple of years back, we were designated number one community in the U.S. according to U.S. News and World Report. I've always thought that, but it's nice to have that third party validator. But whenever people are in town for a Packer game or a different event, I get countless emails about how safe and clean and kind our people are. And so I just know that it's going to be a really beneficial experience for folks that are visiting. And I think, for those that are tuning in, hopefully it does, flip a light bulb on or, cause folks to take a second look at the city and the region.
Mayor, you mentioned that the governor and the legislature have been supportive of bringing the NFL draft to Wisconsin. In the last budget, they put $2 million toward marketing. Now there are some requests on the table to cover additional public safety costs. I know you've calculated the costs for Green Bay around public safety and overtime additional expenditures at about $1 million. Were those additional costs to be expected?
Yeah, just north of $1 million is really what we're looking at. The lion's share of that is with overtime costs. Obviously, we knew this was going to be a financial burden for the city, but understood the community benefit that we've already talked about. So we went into it understanding that there are going to be some significant costs. I think it's fair to say that those have been a little bit larger than what we would have anticipated. Still, certainly, worth it. to get the exposure that we've talked about, to get those visitors. And so we're still, obviously really enthusiastically supportive of the experience. But yeah, that's a request that has come forward from a bipartisan group of legislators. The governor, included some funding in his budget. So we obviously would really appreciate the support, again, understanding the statewide benefit and financial mm-hmm. impact that it's going to have.
Well, let's spend a little bit of time talking about the actual draft. Aaron, I want to ask you, what's on the line for the Packers when they make their first draft pick? What do we need to have happen for them?
Well, as is often said by our football folks, we're going to take the best available player. And that gets said every year, of course. But one thing that's been interesting with this, and Brad and the mayor probably heard this, there's a little notion out there that Mark Murphy, our president, told Brian Gutekunst, hey, with the draft in Green Bay, you can't trade out of the first round. We need to make a pick on Thursday night, which is absolutely not true. But that's something some people had some fun with. But from a football standpoint, it is their Super Bowl, the personnel team, and getting players that can make an impact, certainly this upcoming season, but seasons beyond. And, our guys have proven to have the ability to pick those players that are going to be able to do that. And our coaching staff behind Matt LaFleur has shown the ability to develop these guys right away. The last several years, we have had rookie players make significant impacts to the team right away. So I think that speaks well to our personnel staff as well as the coaching staff to get them going right away. And it's an exciting time for everybody in the NFL. Everybody's undefeated. And there's some teams who maybe win the offseason, but it's an exciting time certainly to add to our roster and then put it into action this summer and this fall on the field.
So the Packers have 8 overall picks and they pick 23rd, and that will happen on Thursday night. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so my son tells me that the Packers need a wide receiver in the first round. So is that going to happen?
Well, something will happen in the first round, but and that's
it better don't trade it.
But that's that's the beauty of the draft and the passion that people have behind it. And for years it's been this event that people like your son have gone through the magazines and seen the prospects and maybe done their own draft boards, and now it's become this festival to go along with that football operation. And it's really just a great celebration that, the NFL does such a wonderful job with creating these moments and opportunities through the course of the whole year. And we are here in Green Bay, certainly fortunate to have a team. As mentioned earlier, we're the anomaly in the NFL and in pro sports, and it benefits us to a great extent here in Green Bay. So we're excited that all that comes together next week.
We're going to put up some additional informational slides here so folks can find more information on where they should go and what time they can participate. But I want to ask both Brad and the mayor here, I'll start with Brad. What are you hoping for from the Packers in this NFL draft choice here?
Gosh, I'm hoping they don't trade. Or if they trade, they trade up in the first round. Seeing the excitement on the first night in particular, on that Thursday night, as the draft gets started, I know the anticipation that Packer fans will have waiting for that pick to come at number 23 or sooner. So I think I'm very excited about that, but I'm excited about the people that are going to come and see our community and experience this spirit, the fun. As we've gone to the draft, oftentimes I've said, I'm as excited for our residents as anything, because many of our residents will never have the opportunity to go to a draft and experience the fun and the excitement. And it's right here in our backyard. So, and really the backyard of Wisconsin. So I hope people join us. It's a great time. And the pack will pick a great pick in the first round.
Mayor Genrich, you have the final word. What is it that you want to communicate to the Packers about this draft?
Yeah, well, with the Packers, it's football first and always and all the time. So if it's the right move to trade out of the first round, that's what's going to happen, Brad. So, we all just had We got to get comfortable with it. But no, I'm just, you know, obviously looking forward to welcoming so many new visitors to town. Green Bay is a unique place, a special place. And, you know, our residents take their role as ambassadors really, really seriously. And I know that we're all prepared from an organizational point of view. We've talked about that, but our citizenry is really excited and prepared as well. And just can't wait to get draft day here.
It certainly will be an iconic pilgrimage to Green Bay and Lambeau Field for many NFL and football fans. I want to thank all of you for joining us. It was a great conversation and good luck next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you to the viewers of Newsmakers. Be sure to tune in again as we highlight the issues and sit down with the decision makers who make a difference for all of us.
Nicolet Bank is honored to support all who strive to make communities great. You have been watching a production of Wisconsin Eye, your unfiltered window into legislative deliberations and public policy programming, where our mission is to provide Wisconsinites an opportunity to access the legislative process and connect with conversations that inform our citizenry. Please consider supporting our mission, and thank you for watching. Wisconsin Eye, policy made public.